Hare Krishna. Happiness comes not by maximizing our possessions, but by minimizing our attachments. We live in a world where we are taught to believe that the more possessions we have, you know, the bigger car, the bigger phone, the bigger house, the more possessions we have, the more we are happy. And yes, at one level, when society believes that we are happy, that belief of society makes us also feel, yeah, I am happy. But that is only as long as we are putting a public front. When we are with ourselves, we realize that actually I am not happy. So the way to happiness is not by maximizing our possessions. We may get more and more and more, but no matter how much we get, we will still want more and more. The way to happiness is by minimizing our attachments. There are some basic needs that we have for our survival in life. But when we start identifying with things, when we start thinking, this is what will make me happiness, in fact, this is who I am, then the more things we are attached to, the more we become dependent on those things, and the more we become uncertain, worried when those things are threatened, and we become shattered if those things are taken away. That's why if we can minimize our attachments, that minimizing our attachments is what will satisfy us. And how do we minimize our attachments? By, you know, we are conscious beings and we need to be connected with something. So to the extent we are connected with the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna, to that extent we will experience inner satisfaction. And that inner satisfaction will counter the lure of outer gratification with which the possessions of this world tempt us. And that's why the more we connect with Krishna with the practice of Bhakti Yoga, the more we will be able to give up our worldly attachments without feeling as if we are being deprived. Because when we are connected with Krishna, we will feel satisfied in that connection with Krishna. Nityam cha samachittattvam ishtanishtopapattishu maichananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. So Krishna says that while talking about the characteristics of knowledge in 13.8 to 12, he says that be equipoised. Nityam cha samachittattvam. That be equipoised always amid when you get the desirable or the undesirable. Ishtan ishtopapattishu, whether you get ishta or anishta, be peaceful. And how can one do this? That's maicha ananya yogena. Unto me, without getting distracted, bhaktir avyabhicharini. Practice bhakti. So when you practice bhakti wholeheartedly, directed towards me, Krishna says Arjuna, then you will become peaceful. So rather than maximizing our possessions, at least when we understand intellectually that this is not the way to happen, this is just an endless pursuit which will go on and on and on with no end at all. So better let me redirect my energy. And when we talk about minimizing our attachments, if that makes us feel deprived, we have to understand that when we are redirecting our attachment to Krishna, we are getting attached to that person from whom we'll never be deprived. And in that way, we are not losing, we are gaining. The process of bhakti is meant to mai asakta manaha partha. The purpose is to get our mind attached to Krishna. So that way, when we actually minimize our worldly attachments by maximizing our focus on Krishna, by maximizing our connection with Krishna, then we will be able to be satisfied irrespective of whether we have little or more, because we will have within our heart the Supreme Being, who is the source of all satisfaction, Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.